Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Do you think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses.
From the Unscripted Wrestling, the most controversial wrestling podcast in the world, I'm here, the voice, Dan Hummer, the moderator, here with a very intelligent man, Doug, who knows a lot about wrestling, and the best sound man in the business, Eric. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good. Good,
how about you?
February 23rd, 1990.
Is that not what I said?
You said February 23rd.
But yeah, it's a big deal. So we're doing that. Eric, I think your buddy's calling in, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to give him the number. Hold on. We'll continue.
Well, Doug, get the plugs out of the way.
All right. So while we're waiting for Eric to figure out what the hell he's doing, listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes, Anthony Boxman and Smart, every Wednesday, Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time. You know the drill. If we're still on the air when they start tonight, you finish us first, and then you listen to them. But 10 o'clock Eastern time every Wednesday and Friday, Mixler.com/DirtSheetDudes. You could also find them on all major podcast platforms. They're good people when they want to be.
Yes.
First of all, they don't admit that, then they're just liars.
Yeah, so we got a big one. Hogan and Savage in the rematch, right?
Yeah, that's what this main event. This main event, here's the thing about this show. This show is basically, it's about 7 weeks out, or it's about
here's
5 weeks out from WrestleMania. Huh?
Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah, we're here.
Yep.
Hello?
How are you?
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm wonderful.
Hey. This is
sweet.
Rye, right?
Yeah, this is Rye. Rye Kate.
Okay. What's up?
How we doing tonight? Everybody good?
Good. Yeah.
Doing good, man.
All right. Let's get the party started.
Let's just get right into this. You want to do like a countdown? We'll press play at the same time or something?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody got the network set?
Yep.
All right.
You ready?
3, 2, 1.
Yep. Press play.
Of course, it's buffered.
Are we all at the same moment?
I hope so.
Oh, this is Savage talking. We're at the intro right now. Savage talking.
Yeah, I think I'm a little ahead of you. Are you, do you have it started, Rye?
I have it started. That's Rye, the Macho King. All right, now Buster Douglas is on.
Legendary boxer, right?
Yeah, well, this whole thing came about because Mike Tyson was supposed to be... But he got knocked out like a week or two before in Tokyo by Buster Douglas, and Don King did not want him to show his face anywhere. So they asked James Buster Douglas, they said, hey, look, you're the heavyweight boxing champion. Do you want to do this? He said, yeah. And here we are.
see the video package on Hogan right now.
I love these. I used to love these fucking these Saturday night's main event opens. Because they do the intro with the guys talking about, like, the big match, the big main event. And these things, like, these main event deals, these were prime time Friday nights, usually only ran about an hour. And it's basically just to showcase, like, two big matches, like the two big feuds at the time.
Right.
And the first, I'm not sure how successful it was. I can't remember the ratings, but this was actually my favorite.
What was your favorite
main event?
Huh?
Yeah. He was asking if this is the Saturday main event is your favorite.
Well, this particular main event, is my favorite. Yeah.
Have you
this is my
do you have a favorite Daniel?
What's the one we watched a couple weeks ago with was it DiBiase at Ultimate Warrior? Maybe it's something else. I can't think.
They did do a main event.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, I was going to ask Ryan, do you have a favorite main event, Saturday main event?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have a favorite? Huh?
Do I have a favorite word? I think I got disconnected for a minute.
Oh, sorry. Do you have a favorite Saturday main event?
I don't think so. I don't remember it.
So it's the first
so I'm
match
ready
now.
For the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah. That's the second match on the card, right? I believe.
Yeah, the Warriors face Dino Bravo later on. So basically,
yeah,
this one was Savage. Go ahead, Eric.
No, I was going to say, I thought this was going to be the main event. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's the thing with these main events is that the big match always usually comes on first.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But you didn't see any of these guys in, like, Monday Night Raw. This was Saturday night main event was where it was at. That's when you saw
the
champion.
Yeah.
Yep. That's when they had the TV deal, right, Doug?
That's when they had the deal with NBC because Vince McMahon and Dick Ebersol were friends.
Yeah, so this is the prime
time.
So this was basically, and they only did these things quarterly. I mean, these Friday night main event primetime deals were once a year.
They were before pay-per-views, yeah?
No, they already had pay-per-views, but this is back when they were still doing the quarterly pay-per-views. This was when they still only had like 4 years.
So it was like the Saturday before the pay-per-view was.
Yeah.
A week before.
Well, this show was basically used to build up WrestleMania 6.
Nice. Yeah, they just had the big four, right? SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, all right. Savage get... What?
No, they didn't start to do more pay-per-views until, what, like 1993?
Yeah, 93 is when they added King of the Ring.
Here we go, the big title match.
All right, here comes Savage down here now.
With Sherry. She's an underrated manager.
Yeah, she definitely is.
Yeah, she
I mean,
is.
And she would. The two of them fit each other so well because they're both nuts.
Yeah, like in Ted.
Yeah.
All I remember the theme.
The Macho King thing?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, with this match here, I remember this because, well, one, we actually used to have it on a taped on VHS. Because my dad was real mine and Daniel's dad was real big into wrestling at the time too, and he didn't think he was going to be home. I don't think one night, so he actually taped it because this actually took place the day after mine and Daniel's sister was born. So
that's right. You said that last week.
Yeah. So at least something good happened out of this. Jesus Christ. But so I was actually staying with my grandparents at the time. Daniel wasn't even born yet.
Hogan looks intense.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Am I ahead of you? Have you seen Hogan come into the ring yet?
No, we're on his promo now.
He's talking. All right. I'm too far ahead.
Yeah, he's talking.
So when
he's
do you
doing the promo?
When do you get into wrestling, Ryan?
I don't know. I'm 40 years old. I'd say 87, 88, 89.
So about the same time as Doug did too, right, Doug?
Yeah, I think, well, I've been watching it for forever, so, but my first memories of it probably around like 89, 90, especially when my dad started
like $1 Million Man, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
That was when those guys were big, 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I got into it about 95-ish.
Yeah, so you missed a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
This is my first time watching.
There's Hogan.
Here he comes now.
The funny thing is that, like, with him coming out here, Hogan was always the big draw. And him somehow involved with Savage always got a huge rating, which I think is one of the reasons why they did this match.
Yeah, so much chemistry.
I was never a big Hulk Hogan fan until he was Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, I didn't really like Hogan either. I was more – I was into Savage for a while. I know he was a bad guy, but I still thought he was cool. And I liked the Ultimate Warrior. My favorite, actually, when I was real little, was actually Jake the Snake until the Snake bit the Macho Man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And you're a big Sting guy too, right, Doug?
Yeah. But, like, my, I liked a lot of the guys growing up. For me, it was always, too, like, how cool the theme music was.
Yeah.
You like the entrance.
Yeah.
Who's the referee?
James Buster Douglas is going to be the outside referee.
Okay.
So...
he should probably get out there. He's doing an interview.
Well, don't forget too. I mean, a lot of these Saturday nights, a lot of these interviews that they do were pre-taped.
Yeah.
Back at that time, it's not like now where they do everything live.
Right.
A lot of these were pre-taped. They were shot like earlier in the day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. They were on NBC for this, right?
Yeah. Because NBC, the Saturday night's main events up until, and this is another thing you guys got to remember too, 1990 is when wrestling really started to kind of phase out. Even though I liked this period of the 90s, from like 90 to 92. But it really started to phase out because people weren't like, they were still interested in Hogan, but once Hogan went away and filmed the movie, it was just kind of phasing out. Like, it wasn't so hot anymore.
And then it started coming back when WCW became bigger.
Yeah.
Well, Undertaker.
Yeah, but it was just like, because it was also, you know, around this time too, like especially like 91, 92, when they started bringing these stupid ass gimmicks.
Doing
yeah.
Yeah, this is cool. But
yeah, Hulkamania is still pretty much going wild though, right? I mean, I know it's 1990, but he's still over in a huge way.
He's still over in a huge way, and he's still getting people over. I mean, the match with Warrior at WrestleMania 6 was a lot better than what it should have been.
Yeah, when he like passed the torch.
Yeah. But Hogan was still hot at this time. Savage was still one of the top heels in the company.
Yeah, he was great. The mega powers exploding.
Yeah. I mean, this was a perfect match to use for, you know, for this special. I mean, there were other matches that were taped before this went on the air, and even after this went off the air, they still kept it going for the live crowd. So it wasn't just an hour show and then everybody goes home. They had other matches on this. I believe Dusty Rhodes wrestled Mr. Perfect on this show.
Oh, really?
In a dark match.
Oh, shit.
Wow. But that was never aired, right?
No, it was never aired because...
Did your match start? Let me know when the bell rings.
Yeah, we just started.
The match started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hogan just for Savage on over.
So, Ryan, were you more of a WCW guy? More,
No, I liked WWF, I guess it was back then. I preferred that to WCW. But, I mean, I was an NWO fan. I liked Goldberg when he had that streak. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I loved Goldberg.
So
I was a big Buff Bagwell fan.
Yeah.
But
so
not that he was
like
a good rapper. What's that?
So, like, you were, like, liking it when they went through that hot streak when they were, like, killing it in the ratings and stuff with Goldberg and NWO?
Yeah. The Goldberg streak was wonderful, yeah. NWO, Wolfpack. The name was Casino World Order. Yeah, that was all great.
Look at Buster Douglas. See, Savage getting ready to do his top rope to the outside axe handle, and Buster Douglas is just like, no.
Hogan's got Sherry. Oh,
Sherry looks like a champ. She bumps better than half the men.
Not better than Savage. He could go well.
Well, because Savage wasn't afraid of bumping.
Ooh.
A lot of these heels back then did not like taking bumps. But Savage was okay with bumping. Kurt Hennig always bumped his ass off.
Wait, let me ask you this. Would Macho Man be one of Hogan's top five best feuds?
Probably. I would put him at one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Top three, yeah.
Andre's probably up there.
Andre would more than likely be number one.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, though, too, the feud with Savage kind of went through the different time periods.
Yeah. It lasted a long time, even in WCW.
Yeah. Because they could work together. And Savage had no problem, you know, bumping for Hogan. It always worked better, though. I think these matches always work better with Hogan being the babyface and Savage being the heel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Hogan never really was much of a bumper.
He bumps sometimes. Like he bumped for Goldberg in the title match.
He bumped for Goldberg. He would bump for
Flair.
I'm trying to think.
Flair bumped for him.
He bumped for Goldberg. Oh. I think he bumped for Dallas Page.
Not Luger.
No, he made a bumper. Him and Luger got along.
He's grabbing Sherry's hair. She's getting hurt.
she didn't care. Sherry could take it.
He's good at playing a heel.
Is Savage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Was this one of their best matches?
Probably the WrestleMania clash.
WrestleMania 5, I think, was their best match. I mean, this was probably up there. And again, you got to remember, like I said earlier, this match was basically used because they knew they were going to have a primetime special of Savage and Hogan was the biggest name in the company because he was the champion.
Yep.
And Savage was the top heel. They figured they could get a rating with this. Even though Hogan was technically working with, doing the towns with Mr. Perfect at the time, but Dick Ebersol had more faith in Savage.
Yeah, he was a big man.
I'm sorry, Daniel.
You're fine.
I was gonna ask how did this match, like, besides they won in ratings, how did they come about? Is there a storyline behind it?
Yeah,
the fallout from WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, even if you looked at the description of this episode, it even says WrestleMania 5 rematch.
Oh, okay.
And remember, they had been feuding throughout the whole summer. They had a cage match, the month prior, where it was Macho King and Zeus versus Hogan and Brutus Beefcake.
Zeus.
But they had been feuding. Basically, this was just to kind of to move on, so both guys could move on from one another.
The blow off, basically.
Yeah, this was the blow off. This was basically it. These two were not going to see each other again unless they had to.
So what is the main event of this card, Doug?
So basically, the last match on this show is going to be Dino Bravo versus the Ultimate Warrior for the Intercontinental title.
With the third match?
There's only two matches on this card. It's only an hour, and they have to give this time.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. When you do an hour program and you have matches that need, like, time, and then you have to go through all the interviews because, you know, everybody gets interviewed at least, like, three or four freaking times. Because they have to do the promo in the open, and then each guy has to get interviewed before the match starts. And then afterwards, you know, at the end of the show, you know, the main guys have to get interviewed again. It's a whole big freaking thing. Hogan talked like three times on this show.
Yeah, that gives it the sports feel, though.
Yeah.
Even for back then.
Well, yeah, because he had to talk about, you know, the match with Savage, and then he had to talk about later on, you know, and we'll see it in a little bit. You know, he had to talk about Warrior because, again, this, and we're going to see it later on, how much this show was used to build up for Warrior and Hogan. Because that match had already been made.
Now, were they feuding for a while? Bravo and Warrior?
Yeah, that had been going on since November.
Oh, wow, okay.
Dino Bravo's your favorite wrestler, right, Doug?
Oh, God, don't get me started.
Savage is playing dirty.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's going up for the elbow.
There you go.
And then here we go. Elbow coming.
Scoop.
Hit. I always
here
hate
we go.
This. What would Hogan would hulk
have
up?
Say,
yeah, he would
all
hulk
the
up.
Time.
He would no-sell the freaking elbow.
That's cool, though. As a kid watching
it. As a kid watching it, it's cool. But,
yeah,
you know, 30 years old now I look at it and I'm just like, what a fucking asshole.
Here comes your comeback.
Yeah. Well, even now, like, if you look at, like, nowadays, the guys that no-sell, you know, everybody bitches and moans about them. But Hogan was doing that back in the 90s or 80s and 90s.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a gimmick. That's different.
He was doing it before everybody.
Oh, no, ref bump. And then the right hand and then the leg drop. And then the count. And Savage gets right up from the leg drop. That's how you know that the leg drop really works.
Douglas calls it too. Look at that.
Yeah.
Leg drop.
See, after this, you know, see, now, though, is where we get to the more interesting part. Because now Savage is going to get pissed at Buster Douglas.
Yep.
About to get knocked out.
No. But, again, you know, that shows you what kind of a team player Savage is.
Hogan's like, fuck it.
Like, I did my part. My money's been earned.
Exactly.
And then Buster Douglas is saying it was a fair count, but if you really look at it, it was a fast count.
Yeah, it was fast.
But that's how referees counted back then.
Hogan's just sitting in the corner, standing in the corner like, I won.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he came out here, he won. I mean, they basically have to waste some time because there's no way Warrior and Bravo is going to be, you know, have to go like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Bravo gets gassed easy.
Well, yeah, because Bravo was on the gas. Savage is testing Buster Douglas. He's just like, we'll see what happens.
Hogan told him to punch him in the face.
I went Buster.
Come in.
Oh, shit.
It should be good.
Buster Douglas is just like, bitch, I knocked out Mike Tyson last week. Fuck you. You know that they actually had television recorded that Mike Tyson actually knocked out Buster Douglas because everybody figured that it was going to be an easy fight. And they had to go back and change it once they found out that Buster Douglas beat
Buster
the shit out of him.
Ah.
Yeah.
So this was supposed to be Mike Tyson's spot.
Yeah. And one hand. Two hands.
He popped him.
Here we go.
Got out there for the first
boom.
He went down hard on the second one.
Well, yeah. Well, the first one, Savage was basically being held up just by the fact that he grabbed Buster Douglas' face.
Two world champions right there.
And then Savage, he's down on the ground being like, oh, I know how Tyson felt.
Sure do. That was one of the biggest upsets
Nobody was beating Tyson at that time from what I heard. And, you know, even back then watching this, I had no idea who the hell Buster Douglas was. Well, I didn't know who Mike Tyson was either.
Well, Mike Tyson made a way bigger impact when he did his thing with the company.
Well, yeah. this was just one of those deals that they were in a big town. They were in Detroit. You know,
yep.
It was a big town. So, and it was a big show, so they needed something.
Yeah.
Because if you go back to the first main event from 2 years ago, February of 88, they had Hogan Andre the rematch. And so they had that to kind of fall, but that's what sold people.
Yeah.
Now here we go, as we see the Warrior talking. He's cutting a promo about the different planets and all that shit. Like nobody understood what the fuck he was saying. I couldn't figure it out.
Here comes Warrior
as a gift.
But then like also the year before the main event, number two in February of 89, people tuned into that because it was Hogan and Savage as the Mega Powers taking on the Twin Towers, Akeem and Boss Man. And people tuned into that because it's just like, okay, are Hogan and Savage going to get along?
Right.
And everything went to hell.
Yeah. It's just kind of something to hook people in.
Yeah. And for this, what was going to hook them in was the heavyweight boxing champion being the referee.
This has lasted a while, though.
Yeah.
Oh, rules. Mm. Who's your prediction, Doug? You think Bravo's going to get him?
Oh.
Canadian heavyweight champion.
Oh, God. Well, here we go. Jesse Ventura. There's Earthquake, there's Dino Bravo, there's Jimmy Hart, and there's Jesse the Body Ventura.
I never
liked Dino Bravo, and I always thought, like, I get what they were doing with Earthquake, but as big and as strong and as muscular as Dino Bravo is, just having their Earthquake interfere in all those matches, it's made him look like a pussy.
Earthquake was good.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, I like Earthquake when he was at a natural disasters.
That was a very cool tag. They were great because it looked like nobody could beat them. The only issue that I have with them was the match they had with the Legion of Doom at that one Royal Rumble, which it was supposed to be. It was a match that I had been looking forward to, and the match just turned out to be complete shit.
Remember when he was the Shark in WCW?
Oh my God, that poor Ben. And when he was one of the oddities, he was Volga.
I know he had Cartman.
Yeah,
Cartman though. That was a weird group.
Jesse Ventura's face. When he sticks his face out of it, back to you, McMahon. He looks like Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, he does.
Would Earthquake be on your top five big men of all time, Doug?
I don't know if he'd be on top five. He'd definitely be in top 10.
Yeah, he's underrated.
He's underrated too. And here's the thing. He could cut a promo, but it's another one of those things too. As big as he is, and this is the same thing with Dino Bravo. You could tell how limited he was because if he was in the ring for longer than 90 seconds, Jimmy Hart usually had to jump up on the ring apron to speed the match up to distract the guy so Earthquake could just sit on him and then get the fuck out of there. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's true.
The guy Earthquake would just have to get punched twice and then Jimmy Hart would be like, fuck this. Get on the apron, distract the guy, and then Earthquake would win the match. So it's just like, Earthquake was not built for long matches.
No, he's built like a truck.
Right. And it's just so, it's also to protect the illusion so he didn't have to sell.
Yeah. Well, Warrior's second interview.
Right. Were you a big Warrior fan?
Did you disconnect again?
I'm here.
No. Oh, are you a big Warrior fan?
I love the Warrior, man. He was the best. He's intense as could be, man. As a kid, when he shakes the ropes, the way he just runs into the ring. Oh my goodness.
That was very intense. And then when he finally got inducted.
Ah, yeah.
Very intense.
Oh, yeah. He's ready for war.
He's always ready for war.
How long is this match, Doug?
Match?
Yeah.
I don't know how long the match actually lasted.
Because it's a warrior match, so it probably didn't last too long.
Well, yeah.
I mean, at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, look at him right in there, man. Look at that.
Look at the...
Just
that
throws
the cool
belt off right in there. Bam.
There, power slam.
Wait.
I remember when we had the VHS of this, mine and Daniel's mom taped over this with one of those exercise programs or something like that. I was pissed. Luckily, it was only a half hour. Huh?
Your mom taped over this wrestling match?
Well, no, she taped over the event itself. But it was only like
a half-hour
program, so this match is technically still on the tape.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, watch that warrior going under the ring. Watch what he's getting ready to do next. This is fucking hilarious. And you got to give credit to Jimmy Hart here.
Does he pull him under?
Just watch. Oh, something's swallowing Jimmy Hart. An earthquake. He got swallowed into the black hole.
He's with Bray Wyatt.
And Kane Houston. Oh, no, Boogeyman used to do.
Look at that. Yeah, look.
He's not wearing pants.
All I got to say is I'm glad they told Jimmy he was gonna do this so he could make sure he had underwear on.
I do not want to know what happened underneath the ring.
Well, more than likely, what was probably supposed to happen was Jimmy was just supposed to just go under the ring, take off his britches. But knowing how serious the Warrior took himself, Warrior probably grabbed him, threw him under there, and took his pants off himself. I'm serious. Warrior took himself very seriously.
I know.
Which a lot of these guys back then kind of had to do. You know, he took himself very seriously. You know, Bravo, I think, took himself very seriously.
Well, he was a good in-ring talent, though.
Bravo?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He had good matches.
He had good matches against good power guys. Like, if it was a pure power match, sometimes those matches turned out better than what they should have.
I don't know what he's doing.
Just giving the Warrior a hug.
Oh, he's powered up like Hogan.
That's more than a hug.
But, all right. Breaks the bear hug, puts him in there. And then
Bravo chaps him.
Yeah. Oh, side suplex, Bravo's move. That was Bravo's finishing move, and Warrior just kind of powered out of it. Although I don't think Bravo's really pinned anybody with that move since 1988.
Is Bravo
He's
in the Hall of Fame?
He should be. Is he?
No, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He should be.
They're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame because of how he died.
He's still a legend.
Oh. How did he die?
He was murdered.
Oh. Wow.
He was part of a cigarette smuggling ring. And he fucked over a couple of guys in the mafia. So it was a mafia hit.
He's sitting home watching TV one day, so they broke into his house and shot him while he was sitting down on his couch.
Shit.
Is this a DQ? No, it was a pin. Warrior got the pin. Pinned him after the splash, and Earthquake ran in the ring right away. Ooh.
Now that was a fast match. Now they beat up on Warrior.
He can't get Earthquake over.
So what do you guys think of the event overall? I know Doug said earlier that this was one of his favorites.
Right?
Oh. I thought it was...
There's still plenty more to get to.
Like what? Isn't this the last match?
Well, yeah, it's the last match. But see, here's one of the big moments of the show here. He's getting ready. He's going to come off the top rope, squash him like a bug. Danny Davis, the referee, ain't going to do shit. And then here comes somebody to save the day.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. I think you guys might be a little ahead of me.
Oh, shit.
All right, we won't spoil it for Eric then.
He knocks him off the top rope.
You just spoil it, you son of a bitch.
Well, face to face. And they're going at it WrestleMania next year, right?
Yep.
For that year?
That year, yeah.
And a Warrior had two belts, right?
Yeah, it was going to be Intercontinental Champion versus WWF Champion. Both belts were on the line.
Poor Earl.
It's way what, a month later?
Second ref bump Earl Hebner has taken.
And the guy is still refereeing. Like 20 years later, 30 years later.
Yeah,
he's still at it.
He's been, yeah.
Oh,
he's a legend.
Well, see, and... Yeah, he's a legend. Well, and see, you know, back then in 1990, he was already 70 years old.
Okay, well, that was the main event.
Well, those were the matches. Now it's getting into the promo, so we can kind of just...
Oh.
Even back then, he took commercials at horrible times.
Here comes Vince.
Yeah. Well, yep, now Vince is getting ready to talk to Hogan, and now they're going to basically go through, like, everything that's kind of led up to where they are now.
Hogan's way.
Yeah. Well, this was the dream match for a lot of people back then, because Hogan hit his fans, Warrior hit his fans.
Yeah.
This was the ultimate babyface versus babyface match.
Yeah, since it's the 30th anniversary, you should do a watch-along for this, for WrestleMania, before Mania.
Yeah, baby.
You know WrestleMania 6 is a four-hour show, right?
No, I'm just talking about the Hogan and Warrior match.
Yeah, we could do that, probably.
I don't see why not. We could actually take a couple of matches from WrestleMania 6 and kind of do... We can watch a couple of them. Don't look at me like that, Dan.
Oh, here comes
because it is
Savage.
Yeah, it is going to be the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already been 30 years. I was only 5 years old.
Yeah, you were 4 going on 5. I was 3 going on 4.
I wasn't even in the sack.
And Ryan, you were what, 10?
In 1990?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born in 79, so yeah, I was 10, 11.
Hogan's going off.
Oh, this is when all the toys started coming out. like 90, 91, 92.
Yep. The Hasbro figures. My favorite line of figures.
Yep. Oh,
here we...
Doug is a big collector. Right, Doug?
Yes. And I remember getting these figures, you know, back in 90. I think Hogan and Warrior were actually the first two figures that I got.
Yeah, I had
were they cheaper back then?
I didn't watch them, man.
I think of the first what, Eric?
No, we can ask how much they were back then.
Back then, I think they were like maybe $3 or $4.
Oh wow!
I don't think they were that much because Dad made sure I had almost the entire Series 1 set. I think the only one of Series 1 I didn't have was Andre.
Wow! And you still have that today?
I know I still, no, I don't have the Hogan one anymore. Well, I have a Hogan one in the package, but not the Series 1. I still have that original Warrior. I have the Boss Man and Akeem and DiBiase and Beefcake. And I think I have both Demolition. I don't have the Savage one anymore because some jackass smacked it up against an old table and his head popped off.
Hey, you should be more careful with your toys, Doug. But Hogan's going off.
I wonder who was that, Doug?
I don't know.
It was my precious baby brother.
I heard he's handsome. All right, so you want to skip past the promo since we can't even, you know, hear him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're kind of just like, I mean, we're technically watching the promos now, but since we've got it all on mute. I mean, basically, it's Warrior. I mean, this was probably one of the better Warrior well, I thought it was one of his best promos, but the fact that me and Gene is just kind of looking at him like, what the fuck are you saying?
Rest in peace to Mean Gene.
What, you want Warrior to rot in hell?
He's dead, too.
Jesus
Rest
Christ.
In peace.
I like how
Rest
he has
in
a
peace
poster
to Warrior
of himself
too.
In his locker room.
Yeah. The only person that that was a main character on the show, or main part of the show that's technically still alive.
Hogan.
It's Vince.
Hogan, well, Hogan and Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, and Vince.
Well, I mean, Buster Douglas isn't dead.
And Buster, yeah.
That's nuts. All right, well, you want to get any plugs for next week out of the way before we wrap up, Doug?
Yeah, what are we going to do next week? Have we decided yet?
I think I'm going with I have no idea. Well, what do we want to do?
We'll figure it out.
Well, you want to come back on, Rye?
To a possibility.
Okay. We'll let you know what we do. I'll let you know. Maybe another
countdown
or something.
We might get it figured out by
tomorrow. I'll come chat.
Unless you have any ideas.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that was Unscripted Wrestling. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
Awesome.
Bye, guys.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, see you guys.
Yep. Bye, Rye. Bye, Doug. Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye.